I thought it was time to get a bit of different energy in the team. I think that the team has started to feel and look a bit sorry for itself because things were going against it. And, you know, we started off a bit scrappy and a bit ropey, but then, you know, we grew into it as the game went on. And, you know, I thought Briggsy did well. We didn't score in that one incident's there, but, you know, I'm disappointed we haven't won it. But, you know, they've got a whole new challenge, Derby. They've got to deal with the expectation. They've got to deal with people coming here. But we came here to try and win the game. And so, you know, I'm just pleased that we've actually got something. Feels nicer for a change, you know. And the way things are going, they'd have probably scored in the 89th minute or the 94th minute, the way things are going. But sometimes it takes a sterling few changes, a little bit of a rest for one or two, and then go back to work. And some of that defensively was just like what we've been about in that good run at the end of last year and the good start that we made this year. So, you know, how many blocks did we have there? How many bodies did we get in the way of the ball? So just got to get back to it. Sometimes you've got to go and start again.
Well, the likes of Byron and Matt Briggs have had to be a little bit patient, haven't they, to get their chance, and they certainly grasped that opportunity with both hands. And yet, were for young Aidan as well on his 21st birthday.
Yeah, listen, I'm delighted for him and with him. He's going to be a good player for us, isn't he? So, you know, what we've got to do is keep working with him, keep educating him. I'm delighted that he's stepped in. I knew what I had this time last year by the end of his season. So, you know, I'm trying to sieve through and get the right young ones in at the right time and move through the squad to see if I can get us a chance of competing in this division. And Aidan's definitely going to be one of those. So's Pauly, so's Fred. I had Sid with us there. I had to put Danny Shittu back on for his leadership. And, you know, hopefully he'll play on Monday and he'll be closer to my thoughts as well. So, you know, it'll do Beavs a world of good to have a rest and Malone. And hopefully we can all come back, keep working hard, and they can cause me some problems by keeping clean sheets, getting some wins, and, you know, hopefully I might have to think about who I can play to save a crisis from happening.